Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship here at St. John's Presbyterian Church. It is wonderful to see you all here this morning, and of course those of us who are joining us virtually. Just a few announcements before we begin today's service. Coffee hour will be held after the service out on the front lawn. We'll have some refreshing beverages for you to enjoy. And for those of us who are joining our virtual coffee hour, that will be hosted by Carol Esdale. I'd like to wish a happy birthday to our part-time custodian, Tim, who is out celebrating his 40th birthday today. So happy birthday, and thank you to all that you do here on Sunday mornings. An updated total for our UNICEF fundraiser. To date, we have raised $4,432.50 for shaving the minister's head in order to help bring vaccines to low- and middle-income countries. So thank you so much for your continued contributions to that fund. Just a note to those of you who may not know me, I am a seminary student at the Presbyterian College in Montreal, and I will be leaving for seminary in 2 weeks to complete my final year of my Master of Divinity program. And I'm looking forward to finishing my education. I've got a placement at a Presbyterian church in Montreal where I will be shadowing a minister. And so I'm looking forward for the opportunity to finish my formal education in Montreal. So thank you to those who have been supporting me for these past few years, and thank you for allowing me to help lead in worship for these past 2 weeks. The church is looking for a part-time office administrator. The position will be starting on September the 23rd. If you who are watching, or if any of you who know someone who would be interested in the position, please contact Cynthia Sangang, and she'll be the one who will be going through the applications. And finally, the sympathies of the congregation are extended to the family of Mavis Nixon, who passed away on August 13th, and whose funeral was held at St. John's on Thursday, August the 19th. We light the Christ candle as a visible reminder of Christ's presence with us. Let us join together in the call to worship, which will be found on the screens before you. God hears our cries for help and rescues us from all our troubles. God draws near and saves the crushed in spirit. God redeems the life of all people. None who take refuge in God will be condemned. So let us worship the one who lifts us to new life and praise God's holy name. Let us come together in the prayer of adoration. Let us pray. God of majesty and mystery, we come before you in humble wonder and worship. Source of all that is, you are beyond our imagining. Your creation astounds us with its beauty and power. Word of hope and healing, you defy our explanations with your care. Spirit of purpose and possibility, you touch us when we least expect it and show us which way to turn. Receive our praise and prayer this day and prepare us to receive your presence and promise in this hour of worship. Source, Word, and Spirit of life, ever three and ever one, we pray in your most precious name. Amen. Our opening hymn is Stand Up and Bless the Lord. The words will appear before you on the screen. Let us join together in the prayer of confession, which will appear before you on the screens. God of mercy, as we are gathered here and elsewhere, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole hearts, nor have we cared for your world or respected our neighbors as we should. We have strayed from your path, trying to find our own way amidst the chaos of our lives. Forgive us, we pray, and with your grace, remake us in the example of Christ, our Lord and friend. Amen. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Trust that peace and forgiveness are God's gifts to you this day. Be renewed by the power of the Spirit that moves with you into each new day. Amen. I'd like you all to think for a moment and picture in your mind a suit of armor. Have you ever seen a suit of armor, a full suit of metal armor, like those that they would have worn in the medieval ages all those hundreds of years ago? It's quite bulky, very difficult to maneuver in, but it's also very protective, quite safe. The person is covered from head to toe. And while it sometimes can feel bulky, it's very difficult to get through, especially if you don't know the vulnerabilities in that armor. And those that have taken years to perfect their craft will always make good armor. Or perhaps you might have a protective case around electronic devices. My cell phone, for example, has a case that allows it to protect the vulnerable electronic technology from fall damage. It's amazing what they put into these things. Sometimes it's extra padding or a nice little design, and other times it's a much more harder, streamlined case so that in case I decide to chuck this out the window, it'll still be fine afterwards. And if we look at today's coloring sheet, we can see the following message. There is no God like you. And of course, I also took the liberty of digitally coloring in this week's color sheet. I, of course, do not have the skill or the aptitude to do it justice. But, of course, there is no God like our God. God's love for us is unmatched. And I talk about armor today because today we're going to be reflecting on how God prepares us through his word and through his teaching and through his sacrifice for us. Let us come together in prayer. Let us pray. Lord, to whom shall we go? For you have the words of eternal life. Guide us by your word and spirit this day, so that in hearing the scriptures read, our hearts may be converted to your ways, and our lives become a greater reflection of Jesus Christ, your living word. This we pray in your most holy name. Amen.
Our first scripture reading is taken from the Old Testament, 1 Kings chapter 8, selected verses. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the leaders of the ancestral houses of the Israelites, to bring up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is Zion. Then the priests brought the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord to its place, to the inner sanctuary of the house, the most holy place, underneath the wings of the cherubim. And when the priests came out of the holy place, a cloud filled the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord. Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the assembly of Israel, and spread out his hands to heaven. He said, O Lord, God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven above or on earth beneath, keeping covenant and steadfast love for your servants who walk before you with all their heart. The covenant that you kept for your servant, my father David, as you declared to him, you promised with your mouth and have this day fulfilled with your hand. Therefore, O Lord, God of Israel, keep for your servant, my father David, that which you promised him, saying, there shall never fail you a successor before me to sit on the throne of Israel, if only your children look to their way, to walk before me as you have walked before me. Therefore, O God of Israel, let your word be confirmed, which you promised to your servant, my father David. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Even heaven and the highest heaven cannot contain you, much less this house that I have built. Regard your servant's prayer and his plea, O Lord my God, heeding the cry and the prayer that your servant prays to you today, that your eyes may be open night and day towards this house, the place of which you said, my name shall be there, that you may heed the prayer that your servant prays towards this place. Hear the plea of your servant and of your people Israel when they pray toward this place. O hear in heaven your dwelling place. Heed and forgive. Likewise, when a foreigner who is not one of your people of Israel comes from a different land because of your name, for they shall hear of your great name, your mighty hand and your outstretched arm. When a foreigner comes and prays towards this house, then hear in heaven your dwelling place, and do according to all that the foreigner calls to you, so that all of the peoples of the earth may know your name and fear you, as do your people in Israel, and so that they may know that your name has been invoked on this house that I have built.
The second reading is a responsive Psalm 84. The words will be on the screen. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts.
My soul longs indeed, it faints for the courts of the Lord.
My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God.
Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself when she may lay her young.
At your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God.
Happy are those who live in your house, ever singing your praise.
Happy are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion.
As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools.
They go from strength to strength. The God of gods will be seen in Zion.
O Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob.
Behold our shield, O God. Look on the face of your anointed.
For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere.
I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than live in the tents of wickedness.
For the Lord God is the sun and shield. He bestows favor and honor.
No good thing does the Lord withhold from those who walk uprightly.
O Lord of hosts, happy is everyone who trusts in you.
Now from Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 20. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, and fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times, in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all the saints. Pray also for me, so that when I speak, a message may be given to me to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it boldly as I must speak. And the final reading is from the New Testament, John chapter 6, verses 56 to 69. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died, but the one who eats this bread will live forever. He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God for his word to us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Last week, we reflected on the things that we see in our day-to-day lives on social media, news sites, and video streaming platforms. We looked at Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 to 20, where we were reminded that we are to be mindful in the face of overwhelming chaos, to be careful about how we live, not as unwise people, but as wise. We saw what the chief priests did to Jesus, spreading lies and conspiring to arrest him in the face of fear and uncertainty. And that overwhelming sense is still with us. With the announcement of a federal election, the development of conflicts overseas, and news about the pandemic being brought to us virtually 24 hours a day, it's all coming at us, seemingly all at once. And sometimes we can feel defenseless or bare, vulnerable to the opinions and the perspectives of so many people. Every generation, as all of you know, have faced their own moments of uncertainty, just as we here in the present are no different. But the speed of which that uncertainty is coming grows faster and faster every day. Instead of having to listen to the news program at 6 o'clock to hear the latest developments on the campaign trail, I can open Twitter on my phone and see quotes, videos, and news articles in real time, as if I was on the campaign trail itself, standing right there with the leaders of all the political parties. We can see what our politicians are trying to convey to us to gather our vote. We can see news developments as they are occurring, minute by minute, almost second by second. And things that seem distant feel a lot more closer to home. There is no shortage of information, no shortage of opinions and comments, discussions, and even insults. And as you reflected last week, Ephesians tells us to be careful then how you live. How you live. Not as unwise people, but as wise. Making the most of the time, because the days are evil. So do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Of course, easier said than done. But today we're looking at chapter 6 of Ephesians, looking at verses 10 to 20. That passage calls us to recognize the struggle against the enemy. Not the enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, the authorities, and the cosmic powers of this present darkness. Against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. When we go about our lives, when we do our chores, going to work or school, interacting with our fellow neighbors, what do we think about? Are we struggling physically or emotionally at a task before us? Are we allowing ourselves to project the struggle we face in our lives onto others? Sometimes it is easy to forget our manners when we're in a stressful situation. When things go wrong in our lives. When we are in those critical moments where decisions have to be made quickly. We often face seemingly overwhelming odds. It is our uncertainty that we live with every day. We can plan and plan, and yet there are still moments of desperation which come upon us. And depending on the type of person we are, our reaction can vary wildly from calm and collected to angered and chaotic. So what do we do to deal with this uncertainty that we find ourselves in? Today's passage begins with these words. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His power. It sounds pretty easy to do. Put your faith and your strength in God. But it's so difficult to do sometimes, isn't it? To be strong in the face of weakness. But we aren't called to be strong in the Lord by ourselves. And it goes even further than facing that as a community of faith. Being in a community of faith certainly helps. We have one another's strengths to help motivate us. But that is not where we get our main supply from, just as a soldier does not get strength from their comrades alone. They are equipped and trained with the skills needed to get the job done. Just as we must be equipped and trained with the skills to emerge from the struggle against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. We are given the whole armor of God. And thankfully, this armor isn't the heavy metallic kind, but instead, it is this: the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes which readies us to proclaim the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. Everything we need, God provides for us. We are called to pray in the Spirit at all times, in every prayer and supplication, to persevere in supplication for all the saints. We are given the ability to pray as we speak the word of God, to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel. The belt of truth, to combat the forces of those who spread the lies and the deceptions to lure us into temptation, to forego all that is truth and light. We have the belt to keep the armor upon us, to make sure it does not slip and fall. For when we do fall and slip from the truth, and we will all slip from that truth, we find ourselves in the depths of darkness. But we have the truth of the gospel of Christ, who died for our sins. That belt of truth is ready, ready to be wrapped around us and keep us together, upright in that truth. The breastplate of righteousness. Our hearts remain vulnerable at the sight of injustice and unrighteous behavior. Those who want to drag us down, to throw us away from the behavior which we are called upon to uphold. The morally justifiable cause that Jesus calls us to walk in, to love God with every fiber of our being, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. When we are pulled away from that love, we must remember to put on that breastplate of righteousness, to protect our hearts from that unrighteous behavior that seeks to draw us away. That breastplate of righteousness allows us to live the morally centered life that God has laid out for us. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. It is always important to have good shoes when walking anywhere. When we go from this place out into the world, We are faced with numerous choices and numerous opportunities to benefit our fellow neighbors. But many times we are also faced with challenges and obstacles which promote conflict. When we take the time to look on our social media pages or observe the news on television or newspapers which strive for our attention, we sometimes feel stuck in quicksand, struggling no matter how much we try to pull away, feeling that sinking feeling, being drawn further and further away, being unable to escape from that which is being thrown at us. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. This gospel of peace is what we are called to proclaim, to declare to the nations, that Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Only through Him can we achieve the eternal peace and the eternal life which He calls upon us to partake in. The shield of faith amongst the darkness, where faith seems hidden or seldom found, serves as part of our protection. I've never held a proper shield before, but from what I can see, they serve as an integral part to any set of armor. Shields take all kinds of shapes, sizes, and designs. Some have significant symbols. Others take in the form of unique shapes. And there are times when our faith may seem distant, surrounded by the darkness and the despair that goes on around us. The shield acts not just as protection, but as an anchor for us, something to physically or spiritually hold against ourselves, seeking the faith in God's mercy for us, allowing ourselves to be anchored with His love. That is what the shield does for us. The shield is not a weapon. It is a tool of protection, a faith which helps to keep us centered upon the one true God. Where we meditate on His word, pray the prayers that He taught us, and to live our lives as Jesus taught. Through His gospel, we can quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. The helmet of salvation to protect our head. Just as Jesus wears the crown of thorns, so too must we wear the helmet of salvation. For it is through the salvation that Jesus freely offers us, which allows us to gain the eternally perfect life that God has so graciously given unto us, our minds centered upon Christ's victory over death and sin, can be protected as we battle forces which aim to turn away us from that perfect gift. The sword of the Spirit, the weapon which we are bestowed, is not like that of a sword used in the Garden of Gethsemane. It is not used to cut off the ear of the slave of the high priest. Jesus told the disciple who drew the sword, "Put your sword back into its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword." But the sword of the Spirit is not a sword of violence or of hatred. It is of the Spirit, of the very thing that we are called to pray in. Pray in the Spirit at all times, in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all the saints. Not in the use of a violent weapon or in the use of hatred or prejudice, but in the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The Bible, the very scriptures that have been given unto us, the very gospel which reveals the mystery of faith to us, is our tool to combat those who wish to corrupt and destroy the very fabric and beauty of creation, which God so dearly loves. Who he loves so much that he sacrificed his one and only son to save from the clutches of sin. Today's coloring page says that there is no God like you. And those words ring true. There is no God like our God, the one true God, who gives us all these tools, who grants us every blessing and every moment of love and grace and mercy. God has given us truth, righteousness, the ability to proclaim the gospel of peace. He has given us faith, salvation, and his word. All of this on top of the ultimate sacrifice of his son, Jesus Christ. In our uncertainty, in our chaos, let us look for God's armor. Let us look for God's courage. Let us pray in the Spirit to keep alert and to persevere in supplication for all the saints. For God has given us everything we need to take courage in him. God's courage in our uncertainty. Thanks be to God. Amen. In late summer, we begin to see the fruit of our labors in the field and the garden, the produce of God's good creation. And this year, we also recognize many fields and gardens are under great stress. So we bring what we can to share, praying that God's generosity will multiply the fruit we have gathered to support those whose summer has been hindered. Today's mission moment focuses on the United Mission to Nepal's campaign, Save Our Hospitals. Let's learn more about today's mission moment. Let us come together in prayer. Let us pray. God of all creation, the world is filled with your goodness, and all nature sings in praise to you. We give you thanks for the stillness of night and the rest it brings, for the day filled with energy and creativity. We give you thanks for summer, which brings time to reflect and time to produce, periods of hard work, as well as vacation days to regather our strength. We give you thanks for the life which unfolds with many blessings. We thank you too, O God, for new lives born among us, for new opportunities emerging, for new insights and discoveries, and for new relationships. Help us to embrace this newness after months of isolating, worrying, and wondering what comes next. You hold the future in your hands, O God, and we are grateful we can trust that you will walk with us in the days ahead. We pray for those who work on the seas and in the fields, providing for so many others. We know their work is uncertain in these times, and ask you to give them courage and strength to meet the challenges. We pray those who work in essential services, often at night or while others enjoy leisure. We know that their work keeps us safe and healthy, maintaining the services and resources we depend on. Encourage them, O God, and give them all perseverance to meet the different challenges they face. We pray for those who lead and those who form policy and keep order in this country and around the world. Make them alert to the temptations of their offices so that power is not abused and that justice is maintained fairly without discrimination. Gracious God, as we have received, free us to give. As we have been loved, open us to love others. As we have known peace, let us serve as peacemakers. As we have been freed, use us to work for freedom, for justice, for all. These are gifts of your reign taking shape among us. And so we come together this day to pray the prayer that your Son, Jesus Christ, has taught us, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thine kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our closing hymn is Fight the Good Fight. The words will appear before you on the screens.
Fight the good fight.
And just a reminder of those who are physically present in the congregation, that coffee hour will be held out on the front lawn with some nice, cold, refreshing beverages. So you're welcome to join us for that. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.